In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters, this gospel can be seen on multiple levels. All the gospels can be seen on multiple levels. The Christian life is an interior one. That's what this gospel is saying. What is in our heart is what matters. Of course, the exterior level is that the Lord Jesus Christ has authority to forgive sins. He is God. And he shows this by showing that he can cause a man to walk. It's easy to say forgive a man's sins are forgiven. That's invisible. But if you say he must get up and walk and he doesn't walk, then obviously you're shown to be a charlatan. So he said get up and walk, and the man got up and walked. That's the exterior meaning. It's good to know this. But the interior meaning of this gospel is seen in where Jesus said, Jesus saw their faith, the faith of the ones who had borne the man to Christ for healing, and the man himself, possibly, the paralytic. He saw their faith. Something inside them. Something not readily visible except to one who has eyes to see. And also, after the man was healed, the Pharisees, they thought evil in their hearts. And they said, this man blasphemeth. Now, why was this evil? Because they had seen the miracles. They had heard the teaching. They knew that this man was not like any other man. They had plenty of evidence to know that this was Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Messiah, the God-man. Plenty of evidence. And many people had already understood this and followed him as God and man. But the Pharisees had these evil thoughts in their hearts because of jealousy, because of worrying about their position in society, because Jesus was shaking things up. They didn't want things to change. They didn't want the attention to be on him instead of on them. They enjoyed going to the places and the markets and having the highest place. They enjoyed going to the feasts and being in the positions of authority. They enjoyed people calling them rabbi, when actually there is only one teacher, Jesus Christ. So they had these evil thoughts in their minds. All this mix of passions made them say, this man blasphemeth when he says sins are forgiven. You see, the Lord sees what's inside our hearts. And so should we. If we are to be Christians, we must learn to see what's inside our hearts. We must learn to know what our motivations are, why we do the things we do, say the things we say, value the things we value. Certainly there is an external part to life. The Lord told the man to get up and walk. So we must also get up and walk. We must do the things that are necessary in this life to care for our loved ones, to give alms, to interact with people and show kindness to them. I mean, they can't read our thoughts. They have to see our actions. So yes, the Christian life is about actions, many, many of them. But all because of what is inside. The Lord sees what's inside. I find it striking that after a man was healed of physical paralysis, the Pharisees showed that they were more paralyzed than anyone else. Men who could walk and talk and go where they pleased, but their thoughts held them in captivity. They were paralyzed by their passions. And so are we, to a greater or lesser extent, paralyzed by thoughts within us. Sometimes we don't even know that they're happening. Other times we do. And then we take some consolation in that. They're invisible. The person which we dislike so intensely, when we see them, they must not know how we feel. We hide our thoughts. We might even wave and say hello. But in our hearts, we have evil. And we're paralyzed. Of course, you know that paralysis in the scriptures is always related to sin. Because the man who sins is incapable of not sinning. Don't you feel that in your life? Aren't there things in your life where you just can't get it right? You just can't stop, or maybe you can't start doing something that you should do or shouldn't do? Don't you feel a profound weakness in your members? I'm not talking about your arms and your legs. I'm talking about your will. Don't you feel a paralysis in your will? An inability to do good? Such as when you need to get up in the morning, but you just can't seem to get out of bed. You're physically capable of it. But whereas you should have gotten up at 6 o'clock, you wake up and you sleep again, and finally you get up and you're late because you couldn't seem to bring yourself to get up. That's what sin is like. All sin debilitates the soul. It paralyzes the soul. This is why we don't want to sin. Not because there are 10 commandments that say what we shouldn't do, but because sin kills us. Sin paralyzes us. And the Pharisees showed how paralyzed they were. They had seen the God-man. They had heard his teachings, seen his miracles. Their heart had been touched. But they wouldn't listen to it because they had other priorities because of their passions. They were, as it were, being led around like a hog with a nose ring, just pulling the animal wherever you want to bring it, because they didn't see inside themselves. We must see inside ourselves. The true healing is, of course, the healing from sins. But don't make a mistake and think that this is just where the Lord says, oh, okay, you're not responsible for these sins. That's what forgiveness of sins is. I've told you many times, that's not enough. If the Lord forgives us 70 times 7 times, still, all of those times, we are a sinner, and all of those times, we are weak. And all of those times we cause ourselves and our loved ones pain. Even with forgiveness, there is still the pain. The Lord came so that we could be freed from sin. It's all internal. Everything in your life, every single thing is internal. It starts in the heart and then it is acted upon. Every sin that you commit begins in the heart. It might become something that ends up with your hands or your feet or your mouth, but it begins in the heart. And so isn't it interesting that when the Lord heals this man, first he heals his heart. He says, your sins are forgiven. Then he makes him to get up and walk. Now, this is not always the case. If you're students of Scripture, you know there are 2 stories of paralytic healings. And they are different men, certainly. This one was in Capernaum, Jesus' basic hometown, the place where he lived most of his life. And, or most of his ministry, for certainly, maybe not most of his life. And it was a man who was born on a litter by 4 men. Luke and Mark also speak of it. Whereas St. John speaks of a paralytic who was by this pool. He had no man to help him, and the Lord first healed him of his physical infirmity. Then later on, he said, sin no more, lest the worst thing befall you, when he worshiped the Lord and realized that who he was. So in one case, today's case, sins are forgiven, and then the man is healed of his physical paralysis. In another case, first the paralysis that is physical is healed, leading to the internal healing. But make no mistake about it, the most important healing is that which is internal. There's a whole invisible life before us at this very moment. The angels see it, the saints see it, the demons see it, and we rarely see it. So many times our motivations are so impure, and sometimes we recognize it, sometimes we can stop it, but many times we cannot. And many times we are so addicted to impure thoughts, feelings, motivations, that we don't even know why we do the things we do. These Pharisees, they weren't thinking, I don't want this guy to be taking over my turf. They weren't thinking that consciously. They were just filled with this ugly jealousy and anger. And so they justified themselves with pious thoughts like this one blasphemes, when actually they were just addicted to themselves. And because of this addiction, they were paralyzed. If we're honest with ourselves, we can see this addiction also. We can see this paralysis in our heart. And we can know where it comes from. All of it. Every bit of it comes from sin. Just recently I wrote something, sent it out to a bunch of people, that sin clouds our intelligence. We don't see things clearly when we sin. Not just the supposed big sins. The sins of the thought, of the mind, are the most pernicious because their invisibility allows them to go deeply within the soul and possess it. The anger, the jealousy, the laziness, the lust, the bad priorities, all those things make the soul paralyzed so that we can't get up. It's an invisible life that we must be aware of. This is what the gospel teaches today. A man is healed of a physical infirmity in order to show the invisible infirmities that we have. So what must we do? You must become students, brothers and sisters, students of God and of yourselves, to learn why you do the things you do. God will give you wisdom, and the only way to learn it is this. Stop sinning. Okay, not all right away, of course, because this is not possible for us. But little by little, as we become better in our hearts, as we become good and pure, then we see the real nature of things. And we can't be fooled. Until then, we are just puppets of our own passions and of the temptations of the evil one. Unable to move on our own, but having a master move us. That's not what we were born for. We were born for freedom. So here's how you obtain your freedom. By living the internal life. By checking your thoughts. By being attuned to how you feel about things, really feel about things. And knowing at all times that the reason for all of your suffering, all of your paralysis, is your sins. The ones you know about, the ones you don't know about. They're the ones causing you pain and causing you to have these scales over your eyes that you don't see things as they really are. Let's not be like the Pharisees. Their own prejudices and passions made them to be in the presence of God in the flesh, that they could see with their eyes, and they did not know him. Don't think that we're so far away from that type of person. We have to cultivate in ourselves virtue, or else we'll be lost. And the virtue is in the heart first. Always the heart, brothers and sisters. It's not what you say, it's why you say it that matters. It's not what you do, it's why you do it that matters. And if you cleanse your heart, then yes, you will do good things, and people will see them. God will see them. But the most important thing is that you will be cleansed, and you will be able to see God without shame. May God help us. Amen.